I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn.
God be all the glory. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for you tonight. Amen. On this Tuesday night prayer time together, we thank God for this hour of interceding, this hour of power in the name of Jesus. Why do we call it power? Because the word says, where two or more are gathered in his name, he being the midst. Two or more as to touch and agree, we shall have what we ask of him. We thank God that we walk in agreement. Hallelujah. And we know there's power in agreement. There's power. Hallelujah. As we come together bombarding heaven, supplications and petitions and prayer concerns and cares, lifted up the glory. We know that God hear our prayers because the word says, cry out to him, call out to him. As we travail, the word says he hears us. And glory be to God, he answers our prayers. So we thank God for you. I'm Pastor Anthony Simmons. We are here, my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family. We thank God for you and your family on tonight. To God be all the glory.
Yes, God.
I want to read a few verses from the prophet Jeremiah tonight. The prophet Jeremiah is so much in Jeremiah, but I want to look today at this 18th chapter, even as we approach Mother's Day. I thank God for every mother on the line, every grandmother. Amen. You should just feel special. The fact that God has allowed you to mother and become a mother and be a mother, that is such a privilege and an honor, and it's a wonderful thing to be a mother. So we honor and we give reverence to every mother on the prayer line on tonight, even as this one day a year, allow your family and your spouse and your children to make a fuss over you, because mothers give so much. But Jeremiah chapter 18, verse number 1, reads like this. It says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. And we thank God, as we are all a work in progress. Mother, this is why we can never give up on our children, because sometimes when we know they have potential, we know they have possibility, sometimes we see them not where we know they can be at this stage in their life. They're on the potter's wheel. God is not just working on our children. He's continuing to work on us,
yes.
Men and women alike, pastor and parishioner alike,
yes.
Sons and daughters alike. God is at work on all of us. So I thank God. Even going to work today, I heard Steve Harvey say something, and it blessed me, that the road to success is always under construction.
Wow.
And that simply means sometimes there's going to be a test, there's going to be a trial, sometimes there's going to be a thorn, there's going to be a mountain, there's going to be a tree that needs to be uprooted. That saying really is true. Life is 90% of what happens to us, glory be to God, 90%, 10% of what happens to us, and 90% of how we respond to it.
Yeah.
So I thank God that you and I would try to have the right response in every situation, because God is at work. He said, I know the plans I think towards you, plans of good and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. So God allows us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, but he allows certain situations, certain things that happen during the course of our life to get us in a place in him. I preached a word at our church on Sunday, Facing the Giants, and God wanted the people of God to know that I don't need a whole lot of people to do what I need to do. I just need those who love me, those who will be obedient to me, those who will look to the hills which cometh their help, because their help comes from the Lord. When we get out of our own way and get out of God's way, we will witness the move and mighty hand of God in so many areas of our lives. So I thank God, even as he said, go down to the potter and look at the clay being molded, being shaped. And he said when he first molded that vessel, it was marred. It was not what he wanted it to be. It was not a work of perfection. And he broke it down and made another vessel. And sometimes that's what grace does. Oh, how I feel the Holy Ghost. That's what grace does for you and I. That's what a second chance can do for you and I. Sometimes I know I have not always been the best father, the best parent, but glory be to God. Now that I know better, I do better. I pray that that's your confession. Now that you know better, I pray that you do better. That's why God says, go down to the potter, and I will speak to you, prophet. I will speak to you, man of God, woman of God. There's nothing like the voice of God that brings the changes into our lives that we need to change. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, even as we approach this Mother's Day, I thank you for every mother as you continue to mold and even shape their lives. Some have little children. Some have adult children. Some have teenagers and middle-aged children. And you're continuing to shape them and mold them, even on how to parent, Lord, adult children and teenagers and toddlers. In the name of Jesus, wherever a work in progress. So, Lord, I thank you for every mother, even as you mold and shape them. I thank you for every father as you continue to mold and shape us, Lord. I thank you for every child represented on this prayer line as you continue to shape and form their lives to bring your name glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, that you're not done with us yet. He who has begun a good work in us shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus, the Bible says. So we thank God that we are a work in progress. We thank God that God is not through with us yet. We thank God, hallelujah, even sometimes with our many mistakes, even though we err, even though we miss the mark, glory be to God, even though sometimes we get it wrong because there was only one perfect one that ever walked the face of the earth. But the word says when we repent, when we turn, when we say, Lord, forgive us for our sins, known and unknown, those omitted and those admitted, in the name of Jesus. When we ask God for his grace and mercy to follow us all the days of our lives, that's why we pray, because he can do what we can't do. He told Paul, my grace is sufficient. In your weakness, my strength is made perfect. We all have weaknesses. We all have messed up. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. But his grace is sufficient. In the name of Jesus, that's why, Mother, you should rejoice. That's why, Father, you should rejoice always in the Lord. Hallelujah. Some people think that word rejoice means I'm going to praise God with a loud voice, with an audible voice. I'm just going to give him praise. That's one form of rejoice. But rejoice is also tears of joy. Oh, glory be to God. Those tears of the goodness of God and all that he has done for us. Those quiet moments when you reflect on the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you. Those solitude meditating moments that we need to remind ourselves that God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. So we rejoice in the Lord always. Sometimes when we're weeping, when we're crying, those are tears of joy. Sometimes when we're quiet and we're thinking of the goodness of Jesus, sometimes that's a good rejoicing. It don't have to be a loud voice. And that's, oh, glory be to God. I'm a pastor that prays. My wife is a pastor that prays. I love to praise God with a loud voice. In the name of Jesus, he took me out of that party scene, out of the world. He took me out of that scene where the music was so loud and the atmosphere was so loud. So I don't mind being loud for Jesus today. But, oh, glory be to God. He don't want to undo your personality. He don't want to undo your characteristics. He don't want to change the things about you that he loves. But rejoice in the Lord always simply means God, I love you. God, I reverence you. God, I give your name glory. And that's why we pray, because the devil, hallelujah, got so many people blaming God, got so many people walking away from God. The devil has deceived so many people trying to say, where is your God now? That's why Peter had to write, a day is 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. That's where God is. He's wishing that no man would perish, but every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Two teenagers got saved at our church on Sunday. Two teenagers gave their life to the Lord on Sunday. And the week before, their younger brothers, who were like 8 and 9 years old, gave themselves to the Lord. That's 4 souls in 2 weeks. And that's why heaven rejoiced. Oh, glory be to God. The Bible says, heaven rejoiced when one sheep says yes to the Lord. Not for the 99 that stay in church, the 99 that never backslide, the 99 that never fall short, the 99 that got it together. Yes, we need to stay in position, but the Bible says when that one lost sheep is recovered, that one lost sheep give his name, his life over to God, when that one lost person say yes to Jesus, yes to his will, yes to his way, that's when heaven rejoices. That's why, mother, don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your family members. In the name of Jesus, those lost loved ones that you want to be saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled, that's why we pray on Tuesday. We plead the blood over your family, every member, in the name of Jesus, your aunt, your uncle, your grandparents, your niece and your nephews, first, second, and third, even fourth cousins. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the family. God is restoring the family. That's why the enemy comes in like a flood and trying to divide our houses. Oh, Jesus said a house divided cannot stand. So we thank God for unity at New Creation Church. We thank God for unity in your home. We thank God for unity in your marriage. In the name of Shabbatakata, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, keep us on the potter's wheel. Continue to mold and shape our lives and fashion us and knit us together according to your will. Continue to change us from the inside out. In the name of Jesus. New Creation Church was founded on this scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17. If any man be in Christ, they are a new creature, a new creation. They are a new person. All things are passed away. All things are gone away. All things are vanished. Behold, all things have become new. All things have become different. All things have changed. And that's why we love that scripture. Oh, glory be to God. We're New Creation Church because we believe the Bible. God loves you too much to leave you like you are. Oh, you're a wonderful person, but he's still working on you. In the name of Jesus, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me. I need prayer. So y'all pray for Pastor. Y'all pray for Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. Pray for your spouses. Pray for your children. Pray for your churches and your community. Pray for those who are the political leaders, even all these Republicans and liberals and Democrats now putting in their nominations to run for the presidential office. Even glory be to God, as this administration begin to exit, a new administration is getting ready to come in. And I pray in the name of Jesus that we begin to turn this economy around, begin to turn this United States of America around jobs and housing coming back, schools and education becoming affordable in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost, Pastor. Oh, glory be to God. So, Lord, we love you tonight. Keep us on the potter's wheel. Keep us in the middle of the center of your will. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. So I thank God for every mother on the prayer line. Even as we approach Mother's Day, I miss my mother. My mother is with Jesus. And I'm not going to be with my mother this Mother's Day, but I had a good mother, a godly mother, who taught me so much. And she left so many godly principles and good, just living thoughts of wisdom with me. And I thank God that he gave me the mother and mom that I had. So, Mother, we celebrate you. We're going to continue to pray for you and your family in the name of Jesus. Even as the mother of my children, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, God has given me a good mother for my children. God, just like he gave me a good biological mother, now he has given me a good mother to my children. He's given me a great mother-in-law in the name of Jesus. And I thank God, hallelujah, even for the spiritual moms I've had over the years. Glory be to God. God is a faithful God. God is a loving God. God is a caring God. So whatever you need, pray. Open up your mouth and ask God to move on your behalf. He said, you can speak to the mountain and it will be moved. He said, you can uproot the tree that's trying to block your blessing. He said, you have life and death and the power of your tongue. So, Lord, as we continue to pray, bless New Creation Church. Bless Sister Terry and her children and her marriage, Lord. Bless that family that have been visiting us these last couple of weeks. Lord, move and give them favor, Lord. Give them, grant them grace in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for every member of New Creation Church, family on this prayer line. We thank God for their faithfulness as they call in every Tuesday night, Lord, understanding the importance of prayer. So, Lord, there's so much going on in the news with law enforcement and politics and the economy, but we pray for you to keep us in perfect peace. You say, once more, I'll shake the heavens and the earth. And what will remain will remain. Hear God, church. Hear God, people of God. The heavens and the earth are being shaken. And if you stay put, if you stay in position, if you stay with God, you will win and succeed in every area of life. So as my wife continues to pray, we believe God. And we thank God for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. God is so awesome. God is so wonderful. Give God a praise out of your own mouth tonight. Give God glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord, and we praise you, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, God. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon, your hand upon our lives, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you for our right mind, God. We thank you for health in our bodies, Father God. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom. We thank you, Lord, that we are above and never beneath, oh God, that we're blessed in the city and blessed in the field, oh God, that we through Christ have inherited the blood of the blessings of Abraham through the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. So, Lord, we love you today, and we are so grateful to you today, God. Lord, we magnify your name. We exalt your name on today, There is none like you, Lord. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt you. Oh, we bow down before you. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. We will bless you at all times, God. Your praise shall continually be in our mouths, O God. Lord, so today, God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Yes. We, Father God, bind up the hands of Satan, O God, up in the lives of your people, O God. We declare healing, O God, and prosperity and blessing. Provision over the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against us can prosper, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are the lender and not the borrower. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for your word, God. You said in your word that if we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, yes, that everything else will be added unto us, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for being Jehovah Jireh. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. We thank you, Lord, for being Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner, God. That we can, Father God, just lift our voices, oh God, and just declare that you reign, O God, over every situation, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for being El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, O God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, because you will never leave us or forsake us. You said, Lord, I am always with you. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name on today. We worship you, O God. We adore you. We exalt you, O God. We extol your virtues, O God. You are worthy. You are good. You are great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 So, Lord, we love you today. Hallelujah. We thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Hallelujah. That we can have peace in the middle of every storm, oh God. Lord. The storms are raging around us, God. But, Lord, we have peace in the middle of the storm. And we thank you, Lord, for that confidence, that we can have faith and confidence in you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, know that there is nothing. You said you would not put more on us than we could handle. And when we thought it was too much, God, you already provided a way out. So we thank you, Lord, for the way out, God. We thank you, Lord, that you already provided a way out. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that nothing that we're going through right now is too much for us to handle. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are our burden bearer. Uh-huh. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that when we can't carry the burden, God, we can cast our cares on you because you care for us, Lord. You say, cast your cares on me because I care for you. Yes. So, Lord, we thank you that you care for us all today, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We can lay a door for a night, Lord, but joy is in the morning, God. So we're going to praise you on this side of it. We're going to give you a midnight praise, God. In the name of Jesus, we're not going to wait until morning, God. But we're going to do like Plato and Silas when they were locked up in the prison. And we're going to praise you during the night, God. We're going to praise you through the dark times. We're going to praise you through the troubled times. Lord, knowing that you're there, that you're with us, oh God, even if we can't see you, God, we know that you're with us, oh God. You did it before, God, and we know that you don't change. We know that your word is true, God, and that your word is immutable, oh Lord, that your counsel is immutable. So we stand on the immutability of your counsel, God. Believe in your word, God, that by the stripes of Christ we are healed, that we are the righteousness of Christ, that we are the seed of Abraham, that we are a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, that we are, hallelujah, hallelujah, walking in the blessings of Abraham, that we are the Israel of today, hallelujah, and all of the promises in Jesus are yea and amen. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that all the promises in Jesus are yea and amen. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that we got power. Oh, glory, power. Dunamis power. Exuvia power. Cartus power. That we have power of the Holy Ghost. That we have the power of authority of our words. That we have the power of God. When we can't do anything else, you said, when you've done all that you can do, it's stand in the crotches of my might, in the power of my might. So, Lord, we're standing in your crotches today. We're standing in your might today, God. We're not standing in our faith. We're not standing in our own strength. But, Lord, we're standing in your might, and we're trusting in you. So, Lord, bless every person under the sound of my voice right now. Touch those who are discouraged. Touch those, Father God, who are troubled on tonight, God. Touch those, oh God, who feel like they can't take it anymore. Touch those, oh God, who feel like giving up on tonight. Encourage the discouraged on tonight, God. Strengthen those who are weak on today, God. Strengthen those who are feeling weak. You said when we are weak, then we can declare that we are strong because your strength is made perfect in our weakness, God. You said that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. So we thank you, Lord, for your strength on today, God. Touch all of those under the sound of my voice. I feel your spirit. I feel your power, God, moving throughout the phone lines. And touch each and every person, God. Lord, strengthen, oh God. Empower, oh God. Oh, heal, God. Deliver, set free, break every chain, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing on this prayer line. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your delivering power. We thank you for, Father God, your power that brings us joy. You take away the robe of heaviness. You take away garments of heaviness. You take away garments of heaviness, and you have given us garments of praise. That's why we praise you, God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. That's why we praise you, because we're wearing the garment of praise. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you that you give us beauty for ashes. So bless every person under the sound of my voice on tonight. Bless every caller. Bless every person that's listening to the archive. Lord, you are worthy. Even as we take prayer requests, we just thank you and we praise you. And we consider that these prayers are answered in advance. You said we pray anything according to your name, according to your will. And we pray anything according to your will. And we believe, God, in faith, Father God, that you hear us, that we can know that you will give us those things for which we are praying. So, Lord, we're praying according to your will tonight. Heal every broken heart. Heal every marriage. Heal every family. Heal every, oh, glory. Provide for every need, God. Heal every body that's been given a diagnosis of sickness on tonight, God. We just thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. The power of God is on this line tonight. And we thank God for every caller tonight. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Yes, he is. God is a good God. Yes, he is. And we thank God for every mother. Why, Pastor Anthony, always talk about the mothers, giving the mothers so many accolades and shout-outs tonight. Amen. Listen, I tell you, where would the world be without mothers? We thank God for mothers. Amen. You can never praise them enough. So we thank God for mothers, every mom, every grandmother. We thank God for you. Where would the world be without mothers? That's why we're going to pray, even before Mother's Day get here, for every mother we've been praying and highlighting you, Mom. And we thank God for you. Press 1 on your phone. Then we're not going to forget about you, but we're going to really give mothers all week long, amen, reverence and respect and honor. Press 1 on your phone tonight. We will put you on the air. If it's a praise report, if it's a prayer concern, we thank God for every caller tonight. And amen, we just want to touch and agree with you because we know that God is able and he's doing a mighty work in your life. To God be all the glory. We're going to take our first caller tonight. Press 1 and we will get to every caller. And this is our first caller tonight, area code 678. 678. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is my testimony, everybody, and God, how God has favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters, because your haters can't do anything with you. And listen to these words. Love is patient, caring. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine, but I had my share of love abuse, manipulating and mistreating, misuse, and I can't help but give you glory when I think about my story, and I know You favor me because my enemies did try but couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try but couldn't triumph over me. They whisper, conspire, they told their lies. God favored me, my character, my integrity, my faith in God. He favored me, will not fall, will not bend, won't compromise. God favored me, I speak life and prosperity, I speak health. God favored me, thank you, Jesus. I've had such a rough week this week, but God has stood right by me. He has not let me down, and I have been so peaceful in spite of what I've gone through. The devil is a liar, and no weapon formed against me will prosper. And I know that God is with me, and I am at peace knowing that he's in my heart and he's taking care of my situation. I just want prayers that my situation would clear up a little bit and relieve me of some of my headaches. And I know it's coming from that. I shouldn't worry, and I'm not worrying. It's just, you know, just things that I've been going through this week, but I know that God's got my back, and I love him so much. And I just want to give him all the glory, and all I want to thank him for keeping me safe, not only this week, but every day of my life, for waking me up in the morning and giving me that peaceful feeling. I go through the day knowing that, you know, God's got me. He's not going to let me down. If he took me this, he brought me this far, he's not going to let me down now. He will see me through everything that I'm going through, and he'll see everyone, whatever everyone's going through, too. So I want to give thanks to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your love for me. And I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on this line, especially to you, Pastor Rebecca, and to my cousin, and all of those that don't have mothers, you know, just know that they're in a better place than we are right now. So thank you, Pastor Rebecca, and thank you, Pastor Anthony, for allowing me to sing. I woke up with this song in my heart this morning, and I said, this is the song that I'm going to sing tonight when I get on the prayer line. So thank you, everyone, and God bless everyone on this line.
It was beautiful.
Amen. Pastor said it was beautiful and appropriate. God does favor you, and that is just a powerful song. That's actually one of my favorite songs. And Pastor said he is too, you know. And, you know, God is just so faithful that no matter what we go through, he gives us that peace in the middle of every situation. So we just thank God for you. We thank God for you pressing through with your praise and continuing to come and keeping a song on your heart. No matter what's going through, no weapon formed against you, no weapon formed against you can prosper. And what you're walking through right now, God wants you to know you already have the victory. You already have the victory in the middle of that situation. God's got you. God's got you, and you know that. You know. So we're going to pray for you. That God will continue to turn that situation around. Amen. If you're walking through. Father God, we just thank you for Sister Maria. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for the song that she continually has on her heart for you, God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for being with her in the middle of the situations that she had to endure on last week and this week, Father God. And whatever she's walking through, God, we know, Father God, that you are with her because you said you would never leave her or forsake her. So we thank you for walking with her through the trying times. So, God, we thank you for protecting her, for putting a hedge of protection around her. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for keeping her mind, oh God. And Lord, right now, Father God, we just thank you for peace, and we ask you to multiply your peace unto her, Father God. She's the man out of her mouth, but she already has the victory, and she's not worried.
Thank you, Lord.
But Lord, we know, Father God, the body is geared, and Lord, we thank you, Lord, right now, for a multiplication of peace. We thank you, Lord, for a release, a supernatural release of even more peace, Father God. You said, lay your burdens on me. Cast your burdens and cares on me, because I care for you. So, Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for being her waymaker. We thank you for being her burden carrier. We thank you, Lord, for being her peace. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being her protection. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, Father God, for being the lifter of her head, the lily in the valley, hallelujah. We just thank you, and we praise you, hallelujah, for being that favor all around her, for favoring her, even when in the middle of every situation. So, Lord, whatever it is that she's walking through right now, the situation that she's walking through right now, we thank you, Lord, and we thank you in advance for victory. We pray, Father God, that you would move. We ask, Father God, that you would move in the middle of this situation and make it better. We bind up the hands of the devil right now.
Lord,
we come against the hands of Satan. We come against any enemy on assignment. Oh, glory. Every demon on assignment that's trying to come against this woman servant, We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For what you're doing in her life, oh God. And Father God, that any that's trying to come against her, we have to back up in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. The devil has to back up. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
And the demon of assignment, we declare you have to back up. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And we bind up any demon that's trying to use any person. We bind up any demon off of any person that's trying to be used of the devil right now on this during this season in her life. And we lose each and every individual in her life that's either being used by the devil. We lose them in the name of Jesus from any influence of the devil. Because we know that we fight not against flesh and blood, but we have principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. So right now, we bind up every spirit on assignment, and we declare peace in her home. We declare peace in her family. We pray for her son. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For living in the life of her son. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the people to walk with him and keep him, Father God. We bind up Satan off of his life and anything that we try to come against him in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this mother. We thank you for her son. We thank you for her household, oh God. And we speak peace over her household right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for provision for our daily need. We thank you, Lord, for loosening the finances. Oh, glory, to release the money to come into her home, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for overflow of joy, We thank you for joy, overflowing. For the glory of the Lord is her strength, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, thank you. Continue to walk with Maria. Continue to talk with her. Keep her in the middle of the storm. Shelter her. Stay on the tip of the crown, God, even as she rides through each and every storm of life. And we praise you in advance for victory. Oh, I see victory.
I see victory.
We thank you in advance for victory. In Jesus' name. I see victory. I see the word victory.
Thank you both. And we both love that song.
Yes.
And we can identify.
Thank you. I'm so glad you love
it. God has favored you. God has favored you.
Yes, he has. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to say happy Mother's Day to Miriam. I forgot to say happy Mother's Day to her. So happy Mother's Day, Miriam. She's on the line.
I think they all can hear you. Carmen, Miriam. And I think all the mothers can hear you.
All the mothers. Okay. God bless everyone. And thank you very much. I love you all. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you. God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless
Amen.
You. And happy Mother's Day to you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Hallelujah. We thank God that battle is not hers. It belongs to the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. So we know he said, vengeance is mine. Hold our peace and the Lord will fight our battles. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We're going to take another caller tonight. Area code 270. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless each and every one of you on this prayer line tonight. Thank God for New Creation Christian Ministry. Thank God for the pastor there, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. Thank God for a time of praise and worship. Thank God for the power of prayer. Thank God for his anointing and the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost that we feel and receive on this prayer line this evening. I want to thank God for each and every mother, each and every individual on here that has a mother. I give thanks for the mothers and happy Mother's Day to them. I give thanks to you, Father, for who you are and for what you've already done. And I want to thank you again, Father, for allowing me to hear what you've done at New Creation Christian Ministry, saving the individuals that you did, Father. You reached down into the fire and pulled them out. And we thank you, Father, for training shepherds up in the manner that they should go, Father, leading your people to Jesus Christ, the Son of the true and living God. And I want to plead your precious and powerful bloodshed over the pastors there. I want to plead your precious and powerful bloodshed from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Thank you, Father, for the blood of the heaven, Father, and giving them supernatural provision from on high, Father. Thank you for blessing their home, blessing their marriage, Father. Thank you for blessing the church there where you rule and reign, Father. Thank you for allowing your manifestation to be breathed into the church at Hillside, New Jersey, and into this prayer line each and every Tuesday night, Father. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to be connected by the Spirit. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to hold your unchanging hand. And whatever we pray, Father, we consider it done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We know you allow the good of all things to work out for the ones that love you, Father. Whatever the enemy is trying to do, Father, we know he's already defeated, Father. We know, Father, that he has to get approval from you to do whatever he tries to do, Father. And we will continue to rejoice and plead the blood of Jesus over each and every circumstance in our life, Father. We will rejoice and receive the victory that your name has given us, that you have given us by your presence, Father. Being in the church that you have established in each and every one of us, Father, you established your church in us like you did on the rock, and that you established the church upon the rock, and ain't nothing from the gates of hell going to prevail against it, Father. And we know we are conquerors of all things in the name of Christ Jesus. And we ask you now, Father, continue to strengthen us for this journey, Father. Continue to allow us to hold your unchanging hand, Father. Continue to allow us to receive each and every day a fresh anointing, Father. Empower us for this work, Father. Continue to give us divine, appointments, Father. Continue to increase the pastors there in Hillside, New Jersey. Increase their territory, Father. Continue to send laborers, Father. We know the harvest is plentiful, Father, but the laborers are few, Father. Continue to train them up in the manner that they should go, Father. Send the lost, Father. Send the ones, Father, that you want to be upon the fold at New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. Just have your way in their lives, Father. Continue to bless them mightily, Father. Continue to open the floodgates of heaven and pour them out blessings that they don't know how to receive, Father, and have your way, Father. And I want to thank you again, Father, for my sister, Maria, Father. Continue to cover her under that healing blood, that same blood that you shed on Mount Calvary, Father. By your stripes, she's healed, Father. And I'm not worried about the healing. I'm calling on the healer, and I know these things have came to pass. You have already gave her your promise, and you have already allowed her to know by your stripes she is healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, and I ask of each and every individual on this line to receive the joy of Jesus and praise and worship him because he's worthy. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We thank God for Brother Mr. Jamal. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every mother heard you. And,
yes.
And Sister Marie, I'm sure she's encouraged. Thank you for lifting that up. Let's lift you up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, even as we continue to pray for me and my wife, our church, Lord. We're in different states, different parts of the country. But, Lord, your word, hallelujah, is omnipresent, omniscient, is omnipotent, is all over the place. So we thank you, Lord, even as he sent that word this way, we receive it by faith, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All those on this line that continue to pray for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We receive it by faith right now. The laborers are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. The resources are coming to New Creation Church. So we agree with Brother Jamal in the name of Jesus that you'll meet every need of our ministry, Lord. Yes, heaven is rejoicing over those souls, those young people snatched out of the fire in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, even as you use him wherever he is, Lord, to win souls for your kingdom, to preach your word, to minister your gospel, and to show others the light of the world through his life in the name of Jesus. He is the light of the world. He is the salt of the earth. So, Lord, use him. Glory be to God to add some flavor. Hallelujah. Wherever he walks, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for his life. Thank you for his family, Lord. Thank you for his career, his job, his ministry. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, meet every need. Father God, minister to his mind, his heart, and his spirit continually in the name of Jesus. And continue to send people and resources and opportunities his way in due season. In the name of Jesus. So bless this young man. Bless him indeed. Enlarge his territory. Let your hand continue to be on his life and keep him from evil in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen. Well, we thank God for you tonight, and we receive that prophetic word and those prayers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, and you have a blessed night.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. He is a blessing, and he encouraged the mothers tonight, and Sister Maria. We thank God for Jamal. He is a blessing to this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Again, we want to bless every mother tonight, but if you have a prayer concern, if you have a praise report, press 1 on your phone. And we will touch and agree with you tonight in the name of Jesus. We're going to momentarily go off the air, but we thank God for you calling in and us together interceding one for another, even our families, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. We see the hand. Area code 813. God bless you. Amen. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers there. God bless you. And I want to thank the Lord for this opportunity, as always, to be in his presence through this prayer line. I want to thank him for encouraging and helping us all carry on through our day. I want to thank him for all the ones that are in the prayer line and those that have missed it today, that you, the Lord will continue to bless them. I want to thank the Lord for Brother Jamal, for Maria, for Sister Jeranette, for your mom, Mother May Thomas, I think that's her name.
Yes,
and may the Lord continue to bless her and keep her strong. And I want to thank the Lord for putting me here, that my friend, Carmen, as always, I want to ask the Lord to keep her safe, to keep her healthy. And I want to thank God for everything that he has done in my life and he continues to do in Jesus' name. But I want to say, I want to read from Psalm 91. And this is one psalm that I'm sure a lot of people love, but I totally love this one. I really felt really destroyed and down. But the last part of it is the one I'm going to read tonight, and I'm going to dedicate this to all those that are on the prayer line because he is lovingly devoted to me. I will deliver him. I will exalt him because he knows my name. When he calls out to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and give him honor. I will satisfy him with a long life and show him my salvation. And I pray that this is the psalm that you really need to read over and over, because each time you find something else in this psalm. And we praise the Lord for giving us the word, his holy word. I'll ask for prayer for all those that are in other countries that are being all the Christians that are being persecuted. I ask for prayer for those and the girls that are in slavery, and all the kids that are in slavery in all over the world and here in the United States, sexual slavery, et cetera.
Yes,
so,
yes. Well, we thank God for that.
Wow.
And what a beautiful scripture that you brought to the prayer line tonight. I believe, as you said, people are familiar with Psalm 91, but we thank God that you brought it to us tonight.
Yes.
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And whatever translation, it was just beautiful to see that. And as you said, that ministers to you every time you need to read that psalm. So, Father, we thank you tonight for this mother, this grandmother.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for Sister Miriam, Lord, even as her friend Carmen and Maria and Mother Mae Thomas,
yes,
as she wished every mother on this prayer line a happy Mother's Day.
Lord,
bless this mother and this grandmother.
Thank you
for her children and her grandchildren in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you'll be there to encourage her, even during those discouraging moments. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, hallelujah, that she trusts in your word. You said heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will remain forever. You are the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So that's the power of your Bible, the scriptures, the holy scriptures. And we thank you for the word that encourages us in the name of Jesus. So I pray that every mother was encouraged tonight. That reading this psalm, that they can call upon you, whatever their children are going through, whatever their grandchildren need, that these grandmothers and mothers can call on you. And the scripture said that you will hear them. Even the fathers on this prayer line, bless every father in the name of Jesus. So continue to minister to Sister Miriam in her time of need. May she have a happy, blessed, wonderful Mother's Day, along with all the mothers on this prayer line, and continue to bless her and use her and strengthen her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God.
Amen. But we thank God for you, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. Happy Mother's
Thank
Day
you.
To everybody. You know, I got to tell you, my mom passed away over a year ago, and she was, you know, I took care of her till the end, at my house. And she was just always into the Word of God, and her mother was the same. So I know all those prayers are still existing. All the prayers she said for her grandchildren, for her children, whatever, they don't go away, do they?
Yeah.
So they're
existing. Yeah.
And her mother was also faithful Christian, so I praise God for that.
Jesus, wow, that's a powerful, powerful testimony. Yes, like Peter, like Timothy, his mother and his grandmother, and the Lord now his hand is resting upon you, even as he inspired your heart to share that scripture with us on tonight. And I want to tell you that it really blessed me. That Psalm 91, having you read that tonight, bless me. So I thank God for you and your obedience and just coming forth to read that scripture tonight. Thank you so much for that, my sister.
Amen. I love you, sister and brother.
Okay. We love you, too. God bless you.
Okay,
happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Well, I want to pray for Sister Carmen,
Amen. And Mother May is on the line also. Let us pray. Father God, we just praise your name. We worship you. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Carmen. Even as, hallelujah, Sister Miriam spoke about her on today, and Sister Maria, hallelujah, so many that are part of this prayer line because of her enthusiasm about what we are doing here and what God, what you are doing here on Tuesday night. So, God, so, Lord, tonight we lift up Sister Carmen. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her commitment to her pastors. We thank you, Lord, for her love for her church and her sisters and brothers in the church community, God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for what she's doing, Father God, even spreading the word about this prayer line. And, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would bless her. We ask, Father God, that you would keep her, that you would let your hand be upon her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would give her the desires of her heart, God, but that you would meet her, Father God, every need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would touch her husband, that you would bless her husband, that you would bless her marriage, that you would bless her children, her grandchildren, her great-grand, God, hallelujah. Lord, you know what she stands in the need of, God. You know what her heart is desiring, oh, God. And you said that as we delight ourselves in you, that you would give us the desires of our heart. So, Lord, touch Sister Carmen on tonight in a special way, God. Bless her in a special way. Light your fire. Let your hand rest upon her, Father God. Father God, heal her in every area that needs to be healed, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to smile down your glory upon her, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we just thank you and we bless you for our hedge of protection around her. Thank you for her grandson, Kevin, and for Vanita, oh, God. And we thank you for Sophie, oh God. We thank you for healing Vanita, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we believe that you are a healer. So we stand in the gap. We stand in proxy. We stand in prayer, believing that you are healing Vanita. We thank you, Lord, Father God, that you, this song that Miriam read will apply to her life, that you will satisfy her with long life, oh God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, and manifest the healing. So thank you for Sister Carmen. Continue to bless her. Continue to keep her. Continue to walk with her. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for Mother May Thomas.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for her life. We thank you, Lord, for her being the rock in the family, God. Lord, I thank you for my mother. I thank you, Lord, for giving me the mother that you gave me. I thank you, Lord, for the lessons that she taught me, God. I thank you for the faith that she passed down to me, God. I thank you, Lord, that for the faith that she continues to impart, God. I thank you, Lord, that she believes in us, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for every word of encouragement. Thank you for every prayer that she prays. Thank you, Father God, for the faith that she has in her son-in-law and her daughter, for her son and her daughter. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the love that she has for us, the love that she has for her church. Thank you, Lord, for the commitment that she has to this prayer line, God. Thank you, Lord, for her being that rock in the family, for her blessing my child, my grandchildren, even as they have moved to Florida, God. Lord, thank you, Lord, for her being that strength, Father God, for her being that wisdom that they need, God, for her being that hands of discipline, God, for her being, Father God, that voice crying out, Father God, of the right way to go, even when our children want to go the wrong way, God. Lord, just thank you for this woman of God. Keep her health. Keep her strong, God.
Yes.
Keep her healthy, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Keep her happy. Keep her joy overflowing, oh God. Keep her resources flowing, God. Bless her monies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, mind, body, and soul, so Lord, we thank you. I thank you for my mother. I thank you for her heart. Continue to encourage your heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we pray for every woman, every man. On this prayer line who is missing their mother on tonight. Every person whose mother is no longer in the land of the living God. We pray, Father God, for your healing to continue to be with them. We pray, Father God, that you will continue to walk with them and talk with them. We pray that you will continue to show them even that let them be assured that their parents, their mothers are in a better place, oh God. So, Lord, continue to comfort those hearts of those who are grieving, God. Touch every every woman who's lost her mother. Touch every man who's lost his mother. God, continue to heal those broken areas. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name. Lord, for anybody who needs healing tonight, we speak healing over this prayer line. I speak healing over this prayer line. I speak be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. God said he sent his word and healed them. So, receive your healing on tonight. Yes. Be healed. In Jesus' name, oh, glory, hallelujah, amen. So, God, hallelujah, guys, I believe that that is the last caller. We're going to go off the line. Listen, our daughter, we have a praise report. We have a praise report. Our daughter is 16 years old, and she is our youngest daughter. Our youngest daughter, Kayla, is 16 years old. She is an honor student, high honor student. And she is, she just got a report card for the third marking period. And she only has three B's, one for each marking period, and everything else is A's. So she is high honors, and she has been accepted into the National Honor Society. So she will be inducted into the Honor Society on next Tuesday. And you know what? We have two proud parents, Pastor Emily and Pastor myself, who will be sitting in the front row. We will be sitting in the front row while she marches up to get inducted into the National Honor Society for the chapter that's in her school. And we are just so proud of her. She just took her SATs on Saturday. She took the practice SAT and she got a 1610. And she said she believes that she's done even better this time. So we believe in God for her even to have a higher score on her official SAT that she took Saturday. We won't be here next Tuesday, amen. We won't be here next Tuesday, but we will be back on the following Tuesday. Continue, look, take that hour from 7:30 to 8:30 and pray. And pray for us, amen. Pray for Pastor Emily and myself and our family, and we will be praying for you, amen. We invite you to come out to worship God with us. We'll be there tomorrow at New Creation Christian Ministries at 7:30 for our midweek service, and then Thursday we'll be in service. We'll be Thursday for the Most Excellent Way Drug and Alcohol Recovery Group. Deliverance. We believe in God for deliverance. We're getting ready to restructure that whole ministry. Amen. And then on Sunday, Mother's Day, meet us in the sanctuary from 12:30 to 2:30. We will be celebrating mothers. Come out and worship God with us. We have a gift for every mother. Amen. So God bless you. Happy Mother's Day for those of you who are too far away to come. There's a big hug from Pastor Anthony and myself. We send you a big hug. And we send you all of our love. We thank God for you being in our lives. Our lives are richer because you are a part of our lives. And we thank God for you. And we love you. And we bless God for you. Amen. So we're going to go from this place. And we will see some of you on tomorrow. We will see some of you on Thursday. We will see some of you on Sunday. And the rest of you we will see on next. Not this Tuesday coming up, but the following Tuesday. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. We're going to play a song, James Fortune, I Believe. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Come on, Sean. I believe blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problems an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you. About your future.